Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Lord.
Love you, Lord.
For your mercy never fails.
Your mercy never fails me.
All my days, I've been held in your name. From the moment that I wake, in my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness
of your goodness. Of your goodness.
All my life you have been faithful.
You've been faithful to me. You've been faithful.
All my life you have been for. Oh, God. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness. God, I love your voice. You have led me through the fire.
Yes, sir.
In darkest time, you are so like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God.
Yes, sir.
Yes. For all my life you have been faithful.
You've been faithful all my life. Yes, you have.
All my life you have been faithful.
Oh, good. Good.
Every breath that I am able, oh, of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, running after me.
Your goodness is running after me.
Your goodness is running after, running after me. With my life laid out to surrender, no, I give you everything.
Thank you.
Sometimes you got to tell the Lord to do it for you. I'm going to play a little of this here Cortez. Lord, do it for me. Somebody else out there might want to tell the Lord to do it for you.
Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So Lord,
you ever feel like that? If the Lord don't do it, it just won't be done. You feel that? I tell him to do it for me.
Sometimes I get this when I say like this. I say,
Lord,
fix it for me.
Fix it for me, Jesus.
Anybody know that only God can do it?
Only God.
Oh, fix it for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because, Lord, I have a problem. And only you can solve. So Lord, do it for me. Can y'all play that for me? Lord, do it for me. Lord, I need you to do it right now. I can't wait till the moment. Do it for me. Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So Lord, do it for me.
Lord, do it for me. Sometimes that's all that's necessary. He know your heart. He know what we're dealing with. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all with us this morning. Without any further ado, we're going to have a word of prayer and get right into the review. This review this week has been dealing with decision making, making a quality decision, especially to your spiritual life, getting it in shape. So that's what we've been talking about. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Let us pray. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We pray right now, Father God, according to your word, man should always pray and not faint. I thank you, Father God, for your word first and foremost, because it's in your word, Father God, we learn whose we are and who we are. So I thank you, Father God, that the more we learn about your word, the more knowledgeable I am. Know that you are truly our Father. You are a Father of righteousness. You are a good dad. You're a good Father. You sit high and you look low. You're full of mercy. You're full of grace. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that you sent your word so we could be born again. I thank you, Father God, that you sent your word that Ephesians 2:19 says we are citizens. We can be citizens with you, Heavenly Father. And then your word says also in Matthew 5:13-14 that we are the light of the world and we are the salt of the world. I thank you, Father God, for admonishing us like that. I thank you, Father God, for that, excuse me, declaring that we are your children. I pray this morning a special prayer. I pray for healing. I speak healing into my body and anyone else that wants to agree with the word of God. Jesus is Lord over my life. Sickness and disease have no power over me. I am forgiven, free from sin and guilt. Now, because I'm dead to sin and alive to your righteousness, which is your word, according to Colossians 1:21-22. I thank you, Father God, that Jesus bore my sin, my sickness on the tree. So therefore, I am dead to sin, but alive unto God, unto our Father. And by his stripes, we are healed according to the scripture. Jesus bore my sickness and carried my pains. Therefore, I can give no place to sickness or pain. And I said, loose my body in the name of Jesus right now. For God has sent his word to heal me according to Psalms 107:20. I don't care about the symptoms. Doesn't matter to me. The word of God heals us. No evil will befall on us. Neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. For you have given your angels charge over us. And they keep us in the way, in your way, in the pathway is life, healing and health, according to Psalms 91:10. So I thank you, Father God, that you're healing right now. As we speak, healing is going out. Sickness is ceasing right now. The Bible says Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sickness. Therefore, I refuse to allow sickness to dominate my body. The life of God flow within me and bring healing to every fiber of my being, according to the scripture. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, a demand on my body to line up to the word of God. Everything that's in my body that's not like Christ, I bind it and cast it down right now. I thank you, Father God, anything, any tumors, any disease, any inflammatory, anything that's not, I command every organ, every tissue in my body to function properly and perfectionally. And like the God made it to be. I thank you for it, Father God. I thank you your word is being manifest in my body. And for that reason, I'm being healed from all disease, all germs, all virus, anything that's trying to take over or anything that's trying to inhabit my body. I command every cell in my body to be normal in Jesus' name, according to Romans 5:17. So therefore, it is said and it is done. Hallelujah. And everybody agree with this prayer, said amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, brothers and sisters in the Lord, we talked about making decisions. And we talked about from the book of Joel. That was one of our foundational scriptures, so we'll go there. From the book of Joel, 3rd chapter, and the 2nd, 12, and 14 verses. Joel. The second verse read like this. I will also gather all nations and bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plague with will plead with them, for they are my people and my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nation, and pardon my land. And the 12th verse says, let the heathens be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the heathens and round about. And the 14th verse says, and multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. And we're living in a time that decisions are being made on a regular basis, all kind of decisions. So it's important that we make quality decisions. It's important that we make excellent decisions. Anybody can make a decision, but is it a quality decision? Is it an excellent decision? That's what we want to get to. We have to make an excellent decision. We're in the valley of decision. Decision is all around us. Every day of our lives, we're faced with decision. To some people, it's small, and some people, it's big. But just a simple thing is changing insurance company is a decision. A simple thing is changing utility is a decision. Deciding on what to wear, decision. We're just in a whole valley of making all kinds of decisions. Sometimes decision, I'm going to say all the time, making decision is essential, part of moving through everyday life. Just moving through everyday life, you're making decisions. Decision we make can determine our future. Decision that we make will determine where you're going to be 5 years from now, 4 years from now. So it's important that we make quality decisions. Well, the reason I'm harping on that so much is because they affect our growth, our personal growth, our prosperity. The wrong decision can delay what God wants for us, especially when you talk about spiritual and mental and emotional and relationship and physical and finance. See, all these things are critical in our decision. So it's important, brothers and sisters, that we make the right decision, especially when it comes to our spiritual life, okay? We had talked about the decision to live by faith. Well, first of all, to live by the word of God. Got to make that decision. We didn't get into it this week, but it's a must that you live by the word of God. It's a must that we live by faith. It's a must that we live by God kind of love. It's a must. It's a must that we confess what the word of God say over our lives instead of what Slewfoot is saying. Because, see, he'll get you to thinking those are your words, and they're not. Those are words that he's putting on you to say. That's why we got to have a good confession. That's where the quality decision is. You have to make that quality decision no matter what. I want to say it was Monday. We talked a little bit about Daniel. We referenced to Daniel 6 and 3. We'll go there. I think it was 6, 3, and 4. Book of Daniel, the third chapter. Y'all be along with me this morning, this afternoon. wherever you're at. I love the book of Daniel. It's full of prophecy. But in the book of Daniel, the third chapter, and this, was it the third chapter? Let me make sure here. It was the sixth chapter. I'm sorry. I do apologize. It was the sixth chapter of the book of Daniel. I'm over here on the, I'm on the third chapter. You know, the third chapter probably because of one of my favorite scripture in the book of Daniel is the, it is the third chapter. But we're dealing with the sixth chapter. We're going to deal with the fourth and the third and fourth verses. That's the third and fourth verses, 3 and 4. I read it out of King James as Pastor Shea read it out of the Messenger Bible. She'd be so kind. Then Daniel was preferred above all presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. And the fourth verse says, then the president and the prince sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Amen.
Amen, and good afternoon. Amen. Reading from the Message Bible, Daniel 6:3. But Daniel, brimming with spirit and intelligence, so completely outcast the other vice regents and governors that the king decided to put him in charge of the whole kingdom. The vice regents and governors got together to find some old scandal or skeleton in Daniel's life that they could use against him, but they couldn't dig up anything. He was totally exemplary and trustworthy. They could find no evidence of negligence, or misconduct. So they finally gave up and said, we're never going to find anything against this Daniel unless we can cook up something religious. Amen.
Amen. So, the Bible tells us that Daniel had an excellent spirit. So much so that the king placed him in a position of not only authority, but over all the other people that had authority that they called president, along with two others, to reside over 120 princes throughout the whole kingdom. Promotion that he got, it's infuriated those people. It got them very angry. See, I'm going to tell you, sometimes God puts favor on your life and other people get mad. that work against you instead of for you. And they don't know you could be part of that blessing rather than the cursing. All they got to do is hit you up. Don't allow the enemy to take your mind and tell you, oh, well, this person doing this and that person doing that. Because you're going to always find fault finders. They were trying to find fault for Daniel. I told y'all the other day, they were trying to find fault. You can always find a fault finder. I don't care what you do or what you go to do. You're going to find a fault finder. Somebody's going to be there to find fault. I don't care where you go or how you do it. They're going to find fault. But like I said, when I was in the traditional church, we would raise money. And people say, oh, what are they doing with that money? They're just wasting it. And then we had a roof leaking. Then they said, it's a shame. They won't fix the roof. So you're going to always find fault finding. Either somebody's too big or they're too small. Either they're good looking or they're too fault finders, that's what they do. They find fault. But anyway, so Daniel kept that good spirit. And he refused to be in compliance with these people. He maintained an excellent spirit. For that, and I don't know who I'm talking to, but you maintain your excellent spirit. I don't care what they do to you. I don't care what they saying about you. I don't care how they looking at you. I don't care how they, because, you know, people, they'll look at you differently, especially when they feel that you're getting over on them. They feel like, you know, you're getting ahead of them. Or they feel Satan has a way of controlling people like that.
Yeah.
But you got to maintain. So you make a quality decision today to keep your spiritual life in shape so you can have an excellent spirit. See, that's where you keep. You don't have to get mad because everybody else get mad. You have to get angry because they got angry. No, you make a decision, a quality decision, to choose blessing. In Deuteronomy 30 and 19, God said, I call to heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Deuteronomy 30 and 19.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Call heaven and earth to witness against you today. I place before you life and death, blessing and curse. Choose life so that you and your children will live. Amen.
Amen. So think of it, brothers and sisters. God gives us warning. This is kind of like a warning. Because he made all of us our own mortal and free agent. God ain't not going to make you do anything. And people expect to be made to do something. It ain't happening. God ain't going to make you. He give you the choice. You can go or not. You can get with it or you cannot get with it. You can get with that or you can get with this. See, he give us choices. In Adam, he gave us choices. And a godly person will always give you a choice. They're not going to make you do anything. They don't have to try to con you into doing anything. You have choices.
That's right.
I say today, choose life and live. You know, I was looking at these different plans they were sending me to enroll. It's almost like enrollment time for these Medicaid and Medicare, all that good stuff, these different plans. But you got choices. And it's up to you to examine and decide, you know what, I'm going this route or I'm going that route. That's what God is doing with us spiritually.
Yes, yes. Amen.
Okay, if you find yourself on the wrong road and see destruction ahead, you can make a quality decision to choose mm-hmm. blessings. Just repent. You know, a friend of mine went down my driveway, and it ain't really tricky, but I got a kind of like a little tricky driveway. You got to know how to. And
mm-hmm.
when she went down, she realized, you know what, I can put this thing in reverse and go back and come back again. Brother and sister, let that be a lesson for you. Sometimes yeah. you're going the wrong way, and it ain't going the way you wanted to go. Put that sucker in reverse.
That's right. Amen.
Come back and try again. That's yeah. how that works. See?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to stay on that course. And I don't know who I'm talking to. You don't have to stay on that course. There's a lot of people on the course that they believe more negative stuff than they do positive stuff. You don't have to. That's the wrong road.
Yeah.
That road will lead to destruction. When God says, mm-hmm. I'm giving you blessings and I'm giving you curses. So you'd rather choose the curses than the blessings. That's the wrong road. Put that sucker in reverse. Put it in drive and go back and try it again.
That's right.
But the Bible talks about repentance. And that's what repentance is.
Mm-hmm.
You get on the right road, just commit your ways to Jesus, and you will deliver you from whenever, y'all excuse me, because the enemy try to hold a lot of people back for that same reason. But I'm going to tell you, that thing coming out, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. It's coming out right now.
Jesus, amen. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. No matter what you've done, God doesn't want us to go the wrong way. He'll take a moment and watch us get back on the right road. How do I know that? According to 3 John and the 2nd verse, you make a decision that you want to prosper. And know what prospering is. Prospering is not just money. A lot of people think prosper, when you prosper, you got money. A lot of people got money and sad. And then some people got money, and they mad.
They
literally mad. They're upset. But in John 3:2, now I want you to know what your father said about you. He said, beloved, I wish above all things, everything, that thou mightest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, how truly I loved you. We're the best of friends, and I pray for good fortune in everything you do and for your good health, that your everyday affairs prosper as well as your soul. Amen.
Yeah. See, when this word prospers here, God wants you to succeed in whatever it is. If you're putting a garden out there, he wants you to prosper. He wants you to succeed at it. He wants that garden to become strong and flourish.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, when you think about prosperous, you know, I always like to think about a plant. Because a lot of us, we think about money. Prosperity goes beyond money, brothers and sisters. when you prospering, it beyond mighty. When you prosper, you're going to have a overglow. When you prospering, you're going to flourish. It's, I think about a tree. Think about a tree. It's yielding fruit. That's prospering. Your spiritual life, which is the seed of the word of God that's getting in you, it's sprouting up. That's prosperity. When it, yeah. when that word is sprouting up, you better off this year than you were last year, if you can see that.
Amen.
See, really, prosperity, it means to flourish as in a level of accomplishment. You ain't got to try to accomplish everything, but if you didn't do nothing but say, you know what, I'm going in there and I'm going to spring clean my whole house.
Mm-hmm.
And you accomplish that. You just prosper.
Yeah.
I just want you to get out of that attitude that person is prospering, mean money. So when he says, above all, that thou mightest prosper and be in health, even as your soul, that's your mind. He wants your mind to prosper.
Come on, say it.
God doesn't want you to fall into a trap of thinking about money all the time. And let me tell you something, sister. God is a sovereign God.
Yeah.
A lot of times we use that for an excuse. God is a sovereign God. And yes, he have authority and all that. But he give us the right to make decisions.
Yes. Amen.
In this earthly, in Matthew's 28, Mass Pastor defined Matthew's 28, 18 and 20.
Okay, Matthew
28,
18 and 20. 18 through 20, Pastor?
Yes, please.
Okay. Reading from the King James, Matthew 28, 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Now, let me tell y'all what that scripture really saying. It really saying, Jesus saying, now I've assigned heaven and earth that whatever you do to make it happen, all the power in heaven and the earth is in. So I'm assigning. See, he made a decision to empower us that if we'll do what the word of God says, it's, you can call it a done deal.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
He said, I've already, so heaven ain't going to stand in your way. Earth can't stand in your way. See, I already assigned it to being into being, to bring it to fruition already. In Matthew 6, in Matthew 6, verses 9, well, we do 9 through 13. Let's read that. See, when Jesus called heaven and earth and tell them to pay attention, that he assigning us that wherever we go, he going to be with us. Ain't nothing going to stand in the way. It's just like when God said, let there be light. Darkness couldn't even challenge it. Nothing can challenge that. Same thing here. When Jesus said to heaven and earth, Power is in my hand now. You go. And in Matthew 6, 9 through 13, read that for me, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. Reading from the King James. After this manner, therefore, ye pray. I'm sorry, let me read that again. Oh, my Lord. Matthew 6, 19, I mean 6, yeah. 9 through 13. Read.
Yes.
Okay. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen, amen. See, God's name is holy.
Yeah.
Jesus said he wanted us to pray this holy prayer. For those that don't know, this is a holy prayer. And he wanted us to pray this prayer. But I wanted to make a couple more points before it gets you. but he assigned it to being in heaven and in earth together in this realm. So while it is good and right to want to pray for the will of God to be done, God has put into our hands the ability to do everything his word tells us that we can do.
Therefore,
it's really incumbent upon us to get our soul in shape. Very John 2 tells us that our soul prospering is the will of God. That's God's will. When your mind began to learn more about the word of God, that's God's will. That's prospering.
Yeah.
But that
doesn't
come from a quality decision that you put in the word of God first place. That will keep our soul in shape. And then it will maintain a God. Let me tell you what. You don't want to be in this world without being God conscious.
Amen.
In some folks, their soul ain't even on God. Their mind ain't even on God.
Have mercy.
Some people hadn't asked the blessing over their food forever and ever. Putting that food in their mouth.
Have mercy.
And they start eating. I said, wait a minute, can we ask the blessing? They said, oh, yeah, I forgot. I know you did because you ain't used to doing it. But if you had God in your mind, God conscience, you're going to think about it.
Yeah.
And then furthermore, remember 1 Corinthians 6, 19? Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? So you ought to be careful what you put in anyway. Very important that we get into agreement with God in every area of our lives. I like to think, align yourself with the word of God. When you align yourself with the word of God, you're aligning yourself with God. That's when you're making a quality decision.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. So I want to apologize for Friday. A lot of people, they couldn't get on. Those that got on, some came back. And we had all kind of stuff was going on. But that was nothing. Honestly, people that don't know spiritual warfare, that was nothing but the devil. The Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against princes, powers, and rulers of the darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. Some people say, oh, well, the devil didn't make you do that. Believe me, brothers and sisters, when you talk like that, that means the devil got you fooled, because he is the god of this world. He wants you to get caught up in pride. See, there's only two. You're going to either obey the spirit of God or you're going to be obey the spirit of the devil. So you, because you personally, you got to go either way. It ain't like you got no new stuff. It ain't like you in control of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he like that. Yeah. Satan wants you to think that. He wants you to get caught up. No, you either obeying his voice or you obeying God's voice.
Mm-hmm.
There's no ifs and buts about it. You're either going to follow the things of God or you're going to follow Satan. And yes, he is a deceiver. He can blind you. That's
right.
What makes this so interesting. He can blind you to the fact that you think you're doing that, and it's him all along. Because he is a deceiver. That's what he does. He deceives people.
Mm-hmm.
But it is God's will, brothers and sisters. When he promised to open up you the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings to the point of there not room enough to receive it, most people take that means money. But he didn't say money.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about blessings of all kinds.
Yeah.
But we add our little bit to it.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't leave it right there for today. Anyone have any comments? It's our review, not mine. It's ours. So just press one, and we'll let you in. I want to apologize again for Friday, and it is what it is, so I won't harp on that.
Amen. Praise God. Good afternoon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pastor.
Oh, that's all right, Pastor. I'm just like I said, good afternoon, everyone. And I just thank God for the word of God. Thank you, Pastor, for praying for me on Friday. And like I said, when I had went back and I was listening to the message, I'm like, okay, where the rest of it at? So, yes, that was the enemy coming up against you. But the word said, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And I thank God for the word of God and that the word of God is in you, Pastor. That scripture that you had brought, I think it was Matthew 4:4, which I'm trying to get back to Matthew here. I was going to read that. And letting us know that that's what we have to live by. So reading that from the King James, Matthew 4:4, there says, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen. And so it's so good for us to come together and to be in the word of God and to know that that's what we are to live by. And so tying that in with our foundational scripture, which is Deuteronomy 30, and I would like to start reading verse 15, and I like to read it from God's word. But our scripture is verse 19, but I'm going to read 15 through 20. Because it starts off saying, choose between life and death. Today I offer you life and prosperity, or death and destruction, commanding you today. Love the Lord your God, follow his directions, and obey his commands, laws, and rules. Then you will live then you will live, your population will increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you're about to enter and take possession of. But your heart might turn away and you might not listen. You might be tempted to bow down to other gods and worship them. If you do, I tell you today that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live for a long time in the land that you're going to take possession of when the cross, when you cross the Jordan River. So now verse 19 says, I call on heaven and earth as witnesses today that I have offered you life or death, blessings or curses. Choose life so that you and your descendants will live. Love the Lord your God, obey him, and be loyal to him. This is the way your, this will be your way of life, and it will mean a long life for you in the land that the Lord is to give to your ancestor, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So go back to that 19th verse. It says, I call, I love that, I call on heaven and earth as witnesses today that I have offered you life or death, blessings or curses. Choose life so that you and your descendants will live. Isn't that such a blessing? So when we choose life, we're not only choosing life for us, we're choosing life for our descendants. Praise God. So this is just a beautiful lesson. All the lessons are beautiful. The subject pastor used, making decisions. That we should make a quality decision, not any old kind of decision, but quality decision. And in doing that, being in the Word of God, so that we can hear from him and he can guide us. Amen. Praise God. Well, God bless everyone, and we'll see everybody tomorrow for the Word at Noon.
All right.
Did we lose you, Pastor?